The following is paid programming brought to you by WT Wealth Management. Nothing we discuss should be considered as investment advice. This conversation is for informational purposes only. Please do your own research and speak to an investment advisor or financial planner before making any investment decisions. Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Intelligent Investing with Glenn Least, and we've got a lot to talk about today. And you can always get in touch with Glenn by calling 928-225-2474 or by emailing Glenn at intelligentinvesting@wtwealthmanagement.com. Glenn has Cody Harmon here as well today. We got a lot to cover. You want to hit on how to be successful, how to successfully be investing in a down market. Yeah, I'm blanking there for a second. It's like that's a tough subject to think
about. Right
on
the top of all our minds if you're an investor, right?
And what to do, and more importantly,
what not to do.
Yeah. I think sometimes that's the biggest key is what not to do. So we'll get into all that. And I'm sure you've been getting a lot of calls, especially recently. With last year was kind of a rough year.
Yeah.
You and I were talking about that. It was down across really every asset class except for a few. Cody, you brought up stats on that.
Wasn't it like cash and
really just commodities
and chicken eggs. Cash and chicken eggs are about the big things. But I'm sure you're getting a lot of calls from clients, or you have been, especially throughout the end of last year, about, you know, what to do in a down market. I guess what types of concerns do you have? What have you been seeing lately? Where are we in 2023 now?
Yeah. So I wrote down probably the top 10 questions I've been getting.
Yeah.
And then we'll unpack each one and look at each one and, you know, decipher this truth and maybe what's a misconception, but I'll just start reading them right now. First one is, should I move everything to cash? You know, should I get out of the market, move it to cash? The other one is I've heard is I only want to invest in stocks when they're going up.
Well, me too. Right.
The other one is, why is my portfolio down? Isn't there something you can do to get positive for the year and not have any drawdowns? I've heard people say, I don't want to pay for investment management if my account's going to be negative. Heard that one before. The other one I've heard is, look at how much I've lost. My account is down X amount of dollars since, you know, beginning of 2022 or whatever. What about gold? We'd mentioned gold. You know, is that a safe asset? Maybe I should just put all my money in gold. I've heard that one. What if, you know, the market's going to zero? I heard that one a couple times. They're like, oh, everything's going to zero. Just, you know,
Apple's going to be zero.
Which IBM. We'll unpack that later too, because these are kind of interesting things. Another one is, what happens if we enter a recession? And the last one I've heard that's pretty common is, you know, I heard my neighbor, you know, is in this annuity type product and they're giving them 6 or 7% guaranteed return. Should I just put all my money in that? Yeah. So those are kind of some of the main questions, and obviously a lot more on top of that.
Okay, let's hit on those, and maybe people can email. They probably have more on this list that they can add. You can always email intelligentinvesting@wtwealthmanagement.com or call Glenn and his team at 928-225-2474. But Glenn, I guess we'll start with the first one. Should I move everything to cash and put it under the old mattress, I guess?
Yeah, so cash as an asset class is pretty much, it doesn't move a whole lot. And if it does, it's going to move down because of inflation. If you look at the value of a dollar in 1905 versus what the dollar is worth now, it's lost like 90, 95% of its value. Cause you'd hear like, oh, my grandpa used to go and get a, you know, soda, watch a movie and get snacks for a nickel, you know, and nowadays we're like, you know, why do we even have pennies? You know, it's like the cost of everything. So yeah, if you put everything to cash, let's think about that. That implies that you're going to get out of the market, assuming you're investing in stocks. You're going to sell out of those equities at whatever the price is, which right now, if you compare between being 2022 and now, they're negative. And so you'd be selling at a low point, putting it in the bank. And I think what people want to try and achieve is when stocks go lower, they'll buy back in, or when they start to see it go up, they'll buy back in. But really, it's not even anything about how smart you are. It's just pure luck, because I don't know when the bottom is. I don't know when things are going to turn around, and day to day, things can change quite a bit. So people that want to go to cash, really what they're doing is trying to short-term day trade, and hopefully it works out for the best. Whereas you know, if day trading was successful and people could do it, everyone and their mom would do day trading day to day and make a ton of money. But we know that's not the case. Very few people could do that. It has nothing to do about how smart they are. Even some of the best analysts, I saw this one where it was a JP Morgan, one of their head analysts is right 49% of the time and wrong 51% of the time. So, you know, is that one quote half the time it works every time? So
it's like people who gamble. You only hear them tell you about the winnings.
Yeah.
So and you don't hear about the losses.
The problem with going to cash though is say the market does turn around, start going up, you're missing out on all that upside potential. And when do you get back in is the question. Do you get back in, you know, when it hits a certain point or, you know, starts to rise up or go down? I've seen clients try to do that over the years and every single time it has not worked out in their favor. And I tell them, hey, you could do that, but I strongly advise against it because you know, it's just a game of luck, if anything. So that's one I've heard.
Okay. Yeah. And it's the experts, or shall we call them, or the people who trade for professionally, they would have a hard time doing that. Can you sit there in front of a screen and make money day trading? I would argue most people could not do that.
If I was doing that, I wouldn't be an investment advisor.
Well,
$2-3 million a year. Yeah, and just
exactly.
Stay in my house.
And just roll with it.
And it's just not a reality. No, and I think part of that is just people, you know, I don't want to say pride or egos. They're like, oh, well, it didn't work for everyone else, but it will work for me. You're like, all right.
Or they hear the success story. It's like you hear about the lottery winner, but you didn't hear about the 300 other million people that didn't win it, right?
I've been playing every week for 20 years.
Okay. So that's okay. So you got all that cash. Maybe someone has all that cash and then they say, hey, I only want to invest when the stocks are going up. So they're sitting there with their bundles of cash and they're like, okay, let me bring it to Glenn and Cody now and let's put it in today. Today's the day.
Yeah. And some of the ways I counteract that phenomenon of, you know, people being worried about short term fluctuations in the market is I layer their investments. So
what's that mean?
Yeah. So I'll have a short term bucket, a midterm bucket, and a long term bucket. So the short term bucket is going to be cash or money market or a CD. That's money that, you know, is liquid and available. If we make any kind of return on it, great. But that's not the point. It's just there because we know we have a big expense or we need monthly income. The second bucket would be maybe from 1 year to 3 years. You know, that's money that after you drain that first bucket, you know, you can start tapping into that. And then the third bucket, long range, would be like your money that you can let grow for at least 5 years. And so when people come in and they ask, hey, Glenn, what should I invest in? My follow-up question is, well, what's your goal? You know, what's your time horizon? If you need to be buying a house at the end of the month and you need to pay that, you know, to wire the money in for the escrow, well, that money needs to stay in the bank. Yeah. We don't do anything with it. But if you said, hey, I'm going to save for retirement 5, 10, 15 years out, then yeah, we can afford to take some risks. So I think if you layer that properly, you're not so worried about what the short-term fluctuations in the market are because you've already kind of built in a game plan. And I did that with one of my wealthier clients is we had exactly that. We had a kind of cash account that was in CDs and money markets, very liquid, but no risk really. And that was enough for like 2 years of income. So that way the mid-range bucket, you know, we got 2 full years of volatility, you know, that we can kind of built in for that, you know, that first bucket. So yeah, 2008 to 2010, when we had the huge recession, it took a little over 2 years to recover. So I'm already kind of factoring in like these worst case scenarios. So that's a way to not have to do the all I want to invest when stocks are going up. If we're honest with ourselves, we know you want to buy low and sell high, not buy high and sell low. And so by people investing all in stocks are going up, they're, you know, they're kind of getting that equation out of order. They're trying to buy maybe at a higher price and, you know, maybe they sell at a lower price.
And then it
price.
Keeps cranking up and then more and more people get in, but that's also getting more and more towards that top potentially in that stock.
Yeah. And one way I look at it is, you know, say you've got a stock and it was $100. Now it went down to 80. So you buy some at 80 and it goes down to 70 or 60. Well, you buy an 80 was still a pretty good deal. Yeah. And it may go down more, but who knows how low it'll go? You know, all the analysts, all the charts. I mean, it's really anyone's guess. So I like to try and take the guesswork out of it and just have a good solid game plan.
All right. Another call that you said you're getting, and we're here with Glenn Lease and Cody Harmon from WT Wealth Management. Why is my portfolio down? Isn't there something you can do to make it so it never has a temporary downturn?
Yeah,
so
it never is down.
Fix it.
Yeah.
So, stop it from going down right now, Glenn.
So it's kind of interesting because whenever I work with a client, that first year of us working together, I'm kind of on thin ice because if that first year is a bad year, they're going to automatically assume it was my fault. I mean, even though the market's down, but if I have, say, 3 good years under our belt and then we have a negative year, it's a whole different perspective that people have. And so when people are asking, is there something we can invest in that, you know, will never go down? Yeah, but it won't probably go up either. You know, if you put money in a CD or, you know, which right now we can get 4.5% ish on a 3-month CD, that's as much as it's going to pay you. You know, it's not going to somehow go to 20% return. So yeah, you can invest in something that will never go down, but it might never really go up. So we have to kind of be honest with ourselves of what's the goal. And we had a client recently, they wanted to invest money for 2 or 3 years. That was when we sat down, but after 2 or 3 months, they're already like, oh my gosh, my account, this and that. And they weren't even off that much from where they started, but they're like, well, I'll just put it all in a CD and make 4%. And I was like, yeah, you could do that, but your portfolio is up 4% in the first couple of weeks of January. So it's like, you kind of have to look at the trade-offs. So there's really not a whole lot of things if you want good
returns.
They were
looking at it a lot. They were looking at their account. Mm-hmm.
I tell clients, out of every 5 years in the stock market, 3 of the years are probably going to be positive returns, 1 are going to be flat, and 1 are going to be negative. That's just kind of the stats. And so if we have 3 or 4 back-to-back good years, it is reasonable to expect that we're going to have a down year. But that sometimes is lost. It's easier said than done.
I'll put that. A personal note in here, Glenn. I invest with you. Mm-hmm. And I chose last year to start with you. I haven't looked at the account, honestly. No. I mean, I have pretty long-term horizons and, you know, I invest in a lot of things. And I don't know. Maybe I should look sometime, but you're saying it's gone up in January. It's just, if you're just like, hey, I'm 3 months and I'm freaking out, then maybe it's not the right. Maybe you're not in the right gig. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's hard for me to help people be successful when they're not honest with themselves and they say, oh, I want to be aggressive when the market's going up, but when it's going down, I don't want any.
I think I told you to be aggressive.
Yeah.
So maybe I should take a look. So
here's one way to explain it that really helps me frame things. So say you have $100 in your portfolio and you buy 100 shares of Apple and they're each worth $1. Portfolio is worth $100. You have 100 shares. Apple goes up to $2 a share. Your portfolio is worth 200, but you still have the same 100. Shares. What if Apple went down to 75 cents a share? Well, now your portfolio is worth $75, but you still have the same 100 shares. And so when we look at on paper, some people say, oh, my account's lost this much. Looks how much it's lost. I was like, well, on paper, it's an unrealized loss or gain because we haven't actually sold. We don't lose till we sell. And so you still have the same amount of shares today as you did, you know, 6 months ago. And for me, that gives me a lot of solace to, look at that Apple 142. Apple. Yeah. That was just an example.
I would love to have Apple one. I back in the '90s when I first started investing in stuff, late '90s, Apple was like really in a tank. I think it was like 12 or something. And I really wanted to buy it. I was thinking of buying like, you know, just even 100 shares and just one, right. 142.
Well,
last
that, you're not counting. It's split.
It's split and split and split. Yeah. Phew. If only we had a time machine. Does anyone call you and say, Glenn, where's the time machine? Can we go back?
Did I tell you in high school we ordered a time machine? This is a funny story.
Yeah, you did. Remind everyone about that.
Yeah, so we were on eBay and my friends and I, like I look over and they're like, oh yeah, look, we got a time machine. And it was like this piece of wood with all these electrical components on it. It looked like it was the most ghetto object ever. And we bought it. And then we start hassling the guy like, hey, it's not working. And he's like, oh, you got to turn the dial to this and recalibrate that. And we're like, we did that. And he's like, well, did you look at the thermal throculator or whatever? And we were just laughing, just going back and forth. Because this guy that sold it was dead set. Like, this could seriously make you go through. Which, why would you sell it? Why would you sell it on eBay for $40 if it actually worked?
Yeah.
Anyways.
I thought you bought it from the guy in the corner having the argument with himself. No.
Yeah, who's crazy, the guy in the straitjacket or the one arguing with the guy in the straitjacket?
You're listening to Intelligent Investing with Glenn Leaston. If you got any comments for Glenn or you want to talk with him, get that free, no obligation consultation or time machine, 928-225-2474. You can also email Glenn at intelligentinvesting@wtwealthmanagement.com. Back in just a minute. You're listening to Intelligent Investing with Glenn Leist. Give Glenn a call right now at 928-225-2474. That's 928-225-2474. More Intelligent Investing with Glenn Leist when we come back. The following is paid programming brought to you by WT Wealth Management. Nothing we discuss should be considered as investment advice. This conversation is for informational purposes only. Please do your own research and speak to an investment advisor or financial planner before making any investment decisions. All right, welcome back to Intelligent Investing with Glenn Least. We got rid of the time machine. If you'd like to talk with Glenn, give him a call at 928-225-2474. Email intelligentinvesting@wtwealthmanagement.com. We're going over some of the kind of recent calls, I guess, Glenn's gotten regarding the down market. 2022 was a little rough, but, you know, 23 will be hopeful, right? It started off a little better.
I think usually when you have a double digit down year, the chances of the following year being a really good year are pretty high. So if you have a really big drawdown year, like negative 22, negative 25, 30, the chances of that next year, even if it recovers back to even, it's going to be, say it was down 25% 1 year. And if it was to recover back to that, number, you know, zero, you're looking at 27, 28% return. Yeah. So, yeah, I think this year could be a really good year.
And nobody can guarantee returns, but no. Guarantee you that the money under the mattress probably, I guess we can't guarantee anything, probably loses value over time if we look at it historically.
Oh, yeah.
99% since, what'd you say, 1913 like or whatever.
Yeah. Loss of value for the crazy U.S. dollar over the last 120 years.
That is crazy. Okay, so some of the questions and I guess calls you've gotten over the past couple of months, Glenn, and one of them has to do with, because obviously you do this for a living. Yep. Cody does this for a living. You have a whole team around you at WT Wealth Management. And, well, you'd like to get paid for your services, even when things maybe don't pan out for the short term. So people ask you, hey, my portfolio is down. I don't want to pay for the investment management.
They'll say, I don't want to pay you to lose me money, right?
Some derivative of that.
Yeah. So
what do you say to that with folks?
We had a client come in, like 2 weeks ago and he says, well, how about I do this when the markets or my portfolio is up? I'll just give you a share of the upside, you know, give you a, you know, if say it goes up 10%, I'll give you guys 2.5% of that. And so if you think about those sorts of arrangements where you only get paid if you make money, they're actually not in the investor's best interest. And the SEC does not allow that arrangement too. So let's break that down. So, say you've got $100,000 in your portfolio and the advisor only gets paid if he generates a positive return. And so say at the end of the year, it's at $99,000. Well, they're not going to get paid anything. So a lot of times what happens in that scenario is they'll take excessive risk just to generate any kind of return because they're not getting paid anyway. They might as well roll the dice. And then when you do make money, they're not going to just take a couple percent. They're going to need to take 30 or 40% of your returns. Because what happens if you had 2 or 3 years of, you know, bad years in the market? The investment firm still has their lights to keep on, still has to pay their people. And so that arrangement, it's kind of like the lawyers that work on contingency. They're taking a risk.
Yep.
That's where they say no money down to, you know, only pay when you win. But when they win, they take 30 or 40%. Because they bake in the times that they don't win, bake in all those costs. So, you know, when people say, I don't want to pay you to lose money in my portfolio, I get it. It's uncomfortable. And it's no fun. But the question is, do you pay your CPA only when you get a return?
Yes.
When you get money back.
No.
Yeah, sorry. When you get money back. So you don't have to pay them if you owe taxes.
I only pay, like, when I go to a restaurant, it's got to be exquisite food, you know? And sometimes I say I want to try it first and I'll come back later, maybe.
Like. Yeah. Yeah, so your CPA, like that analogy, you're going to pay them regardless if you get money back or you have to owe additional taxes. And so that's the same concept. Like, we're doing our work and, you know, we need to be compensated regardless because it takes time and energy. Now, there's times where the market's going to be down and everyone's down, you know? There's no really safe places to hide, but our goal is always to improve, you know, so if the market's down 20%, if we can be down 17% or 15%, that's a win for us because then we don't have to have as much of a pronounced return to get back to even. So, it's like, you know, so if you had $100 and you have a 50% loss, you're going to be down at $50. What return do you need to get on the $50 to get back to 100? 100%, right? So that's something that if we can reduce drawdowns.
It's a big return.
Yeah.
It's harder to go back up and try to get that and ride those losses later and get them to go back up.
Yeah, you want to pay someone that's incentivized to grow your account, but not so incentivized where they'll take excessive risks and trade like a hedge fund. That's a hedge fund model. So they call it 2 and 20. They'll charge you 2% plus 20% of the profits. 2% regardless, and then 20%.
They tend to deal with very, very wealthy clients, very sophisticated clients a lot of times too, and billions of dollars potentially.
Sure,
Glenn Leist is here with me, and do you want to talk with Glenn, give him a call, 928-225-2474. Email intelligentinvesting@WTWealthManagement, and you may have more specific questions on this, and you probably should, because everybody's situation
is different.
It's absolutely different. Mm-hmm. Timelines, everything. Okay, let's see one more here that you got that you mentioned at the top of the show. Look how much I've lost. You know, my account lost X dollars, X amount of dollars. People call you and talk about that.
Yeah, and sometimes there's this notion or idea that zero is at play, meaning that they've lost so much that they think that their portfolio is going to go to zero. Because if they, project out, say, 25% downturn loss, then after 4 years, you know, you're pretty close to, you know, down at zero, but that's really not a reality. Of the market going to zero implies that every single company simultaneously goes bankrupt at the same time. And so
zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. I mean, Cody and I were sitting there thinking, cause we had heard someone say that they're like, oh, it was a family member said, oh, market's going to zero. It went to zero in the '70s. And I was like, what? No, it didn't. And I was like, clearly there's some, lack of in-depth knowledge there, but
blame the internet.
Yeah. A company like Apple, for example, they may have a rough year where they develop a phone and, it shocks people, the battery overheats, or they have, lackluster sales, but they're not going out of business. They're going to be around for a long time. And a lot of these companies we invest in are culturally significant. Even if we wanted to, we not use them, there's really not a way around it. Like, are you going to not use Verizon or T-Mobile? You're not going to use a bank. You're not going to use Visa or MasterCard. What about waste management? You're not going to be hauling your own trash. I've done that before and it's no fun.
Yeah.
So a lot of these companies there, if you believe in the company, you really know that zero is not in play. And if you have 1,000 different companies or 100 different companies, chances of them all going simultaneously bankrupt is really not in play. Yeah. So I think that's
not to say a company can't go bankrupt.
Oh, and
go
to zero. One? Yeah.
But all of them, or the market going to zero, or even the really big ones, it's just improbable.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they can't go down.
We had Enron. That was a scenario where a larger company went to zero.
Yeah.
But you'd only have gone bankrupt or been in serious trouble if you put every single egg in that one company.
Which some people did.
Yeah, some people did. Not only that, they put their 401k and they bought the company stock, and they're getting paid by the company. So it's like when Enron ran out, they just got wiped out. So when we build portfolios, we're not looking to just invest in one company. We think that is a very foolish decision. We want to do at least 60 or 70 companies, because then we kind of spread out the risk. And anyone could have a bad year, but they're not all going bankrupt.
I read a lot on Enron and watch some documentaries. And as it was going way down, like when it was getting close to the end, there were some people, they would go out and leverage to buy it, because like, oh, what a deal. This was at whatever it was, $100. Now it's only at, it's $2.50.
So they're borrowing money to buy more stock, and then they lose that money and they still have to repay the loan.
They still owe the money.
Yeah. So that's
insane.
Like one of Dave Ramsey's principles is like, if you're having to borrow money to invest, it's just a bad
idea.
That's
probably a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right, Glenn, there's a lot more here. So I think we're going to have to carry this over to next week's episode of Intelligent Investing. Remind folks about the podcast and best ways to get in touch with you. I mean, you're always doing this stuff. Cody's there. Your team's always there as well.
Yeah. So if you want to get a hold of us, you can email us at intelligentinvesting@wtwealthmanagement.com. Call our number, 928-225-2474. If you want to follow our podcast, it's Intelligent Investing with Glenn Leist on all your favorite podcast providers. I think I have close to like 100 episodes, and we cover a ton of topics, a lot of timeless stuff too, like, life insurance, annuities, portfolio allocation, risk, volatility, what is a stock? What is a bond? Taxes. What about estate planning? Mm-hmm. I do want to put a shout out that we just developed an estate planning division within our company, as of the first of the year. So we now have an estate planner.
Okay.
They merged in with our company. So we have an estate planning division now too. So we're growing here.
Okay, good. All right. And we'll be back next week with more of these questions. We might maybe even have more from people who come up with some additional ones. Yeah. So send those in. And Glenn's always there for you. Give him a call, 928-225-2474. We'll see you later.
Thanks, Jeff.
The following has been paid programming brought to you by WT Wealth Management. Nothing we've discussed should be considered as investment advice. This conversation was for informational purposes only. Please do your own research and speak to an investment advisor or financial planner before making any investment decisions.